Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, happy Halloween, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. So I hope everybody had a good week. It seemed like a long week, but it also went by pretty quick.
Right.
So
it was a mixed bag.
Yeah. I almost feel like we've had some 4-day weeks here recently, and it's really kind of 4-day week is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go back to the full five, it's like, man,
oh, this is rough.
It's a real drain. It's a real drain. It's been a while since we've actually had a Halloween on a Friday. You know what I mean? So this is the first time in a while that Halloween has been on
yes.
a Friday. Halloween's always been one of those. Holidays that I think that should be a set day. You know what I mean?
Kind of like Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is always on Thursday, right?
Right.
Halloween should always be on Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
Friday is cool.
Well, the kids at school get to do a Halloween parade.
Right, but if you're a parent, if you're a parent and you got to work all day, then you got to go home and get the costumes on and do the whole mm-hmm. parade around the neighborhood and stuff like that. So, I don't know. You know, I mean, look, if it was Saturday at school, you could do it. You know, Halloween would become like a 2-day event.
Right.
You know.
Friday, Saturday.
Right. So that's kind of cool.
Well, next year it should be on Saturday.
Yeah. Right. How often does that happen? I don't ever pay attention to stuff like that.
It's like, I don't know. I'm sure there's.
I mean, how many times, you know.
I'm sure there's a mathematical equation.
I mean, how many years does it take for it to come back to Friday? It's not like next year.
No.
Because next year it'll be Saturday.
Theoretically, right? It should be...
Like 30 years?
No, six. No,
6 years?
It should be six because leap year is every 4 years.
Mm. Right.
So it'll go Saturday, Sunday, then... Skip Monday, you know.
That's math my mind don't do.
Especially not after a long week.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Halloween is also my dad's birthday. Here's a little birthday shout out to my dad.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yep. Steph's on the right track here as far as figuring out how to.
Yeah,
she's doing her. Paul, she's using her fingers.
It's a thing.
She kicked a shoe off. She's working on fingers and toes over here.
I don't know. I'm tired. I started my budget today, so
right.
I got math on the brain.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, today it is Halloween, but it's also my dad's birthday. He turns 84 years old today.
Don't believe his Facebook.
Yeah, his Facebook. His Facebook says he's turning 71, but his Facebook also says that his name is Rob instead of Ron. Yeah, talk about. You know, he meant to type in Ron, but it came up Rob, and he was like, "Yeah, that's okay."
No, remember he said he tried to put in Ron, and it wouldn't let him.
There were too many Ron Gins. Facebook couldn't handle another Ron Gin.
I guess.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. Anyway. There was an issue.
Yeah, so anyway.
I guess there was an issue with his birthday, too.
Yeah.
He got the day right, but, you know, wouldn't accept the year.
So he's either 71 or 84 today. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm hoping 84, because if not, the math doesn't really work too well.
No. He and Vicky are traveling the world. Where do you say they were heading?
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Okay, so they're taking this cruise.
Right.
And it's like a 3.5-week cruise, something like that. And
they left France today.
Right.
Headed to Spain.
But they've already been to Albania. They've been to Malta. They were in Pompeo. In Pompeo, where the volcano went down and buried all the people in ash or whatever it was.
Pompeii.
You know, so it's like, I can only imagine that this cruise, it's like, okay, look, man, you're going to get a lot of bang for your buck, but you got to do it quick.
Right.
So, because I had the whole list, I can't find the list of all the places that they're going. It's like 20 places. You know, but I think you get
20 days.
Yeah, right. But I think you get the. It's like you know. It's like, all right, get off the boat, spend 10-15 minutes. You know, take as many pictures as you can, and then get back on the boat because we're heading to the next place.
You can say you were here.
Right. Anyway, the dogs are going to drive me crazy. Anyway, we are coming to you live. As we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Currently in the studio, it's just me and mother. It's just me and Steph over there.
I prefer being the blushing bride.
The blushing bride.
And mother.
Well, you can be a real mother sometimes.
Don't I know it? I got my...
Ty Ginn has not joined us yet, but I do believe that they are home. I just heard their door. So I'm assuming he will be joining us momentarily. 727-804-5891 is the number to either call or text if you want to play along. We have a lot of things to talk about this evening, as we always do. And sometimes you might be listening and go, hey, I want to play along. Well, the number is 727-804-5891. You know, we like a phone call, but we also really appreciate a text.
Right. Paul already texted.
We've already gotten one text message already. And it's much appreciated. So.
I can't imagine that Paul and Jenny get a whole lot of trick-or-treaters.
I don't know. We never do. I mean, since we've moved to Florida, we've had like 4 trick-or-treaters in the 27 years we've lived here, whatever it is, or 28 years.
I'm just thinking of the trek up the driveway.
Right. Oh, yeah.
From the street with no sidewalk. And it's like... I'm thinking they're buying the really good candy.
But you know,
just in case.
I'm thinking Paul, you know, knowing Paul, he's probably listening to the show on his phone. He's probably at a little folding table at the end of the driveway down by the street so he can accommodate the kiddos.
The kiddos. Mm-hmm.
That's my guy, man.
I can see it. He backed the truck down, sitting in the bed with his bucket of candy. He
got a couple of chili ones down there with him. And
I bet it's chili.
Oh, I bet.
It's chili here.
Yeah, talking about chili. It got a little bit cooler here in the FLA over the last couple of days. And
how many layers do you have on?
I mean, we don't really have to go there and try to make fun of me. Paul dressed as Underdog.
Oh.
Nice. Love it.
You're the best, Paul.
Yeah.
And he's probably singing as well.
Right, yeah. But anyway, yeah, it did cool off here in the FLA over the last couple of days, so much so that the last two mornings on my way to work, now I go to work at O'Dark, and I put the heat on.
Oh,
I put the heat on
in the car. Look at you.
Yeah, put the heat on the car. And then today I broke out the long pants and the boots. The boots were, You have to get used to boots.
Yeah. Especially when you're used to wearing Crocs.
Crocs and tennis shoes, right? So it's like usually up until today, I wear my Crocs the first part of my morning at work. And then after a certain time, I then, Deborah Dan Gray says, Happy Halloween. I put on my tennis shoes. And both of those footwear items are lightweight.
Yes.
So I put on these boots today with my long pants, and I felt like I was walking in cinder blocks all day. My legs will probably be sore tomorrow.
Did you put your hands out? I mean, it's Halloween. Just put your hands straight out in front of you and go...
I didn't intentionally do that, but I think probably trying to drag these babies around, I probably did look like that for some passerbys, passersby, whatever you want to say. Anyway, so yeah.
We have a whole different definition of cold.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, today
look,
I think
I've got socks.
Oh, I've got
jeans. Two long sleeve layers.
I mean, right now, I've got two T-shirts on and a sweatshirt.
Right. Well, I have a...
And long pants on.
I have a long sleeve
and
sweatshirt
socks
on.
With my Crocs.
And a sweater.
Mm.
But it's okay.
Yep.
It's still 73 degrees.
Right. Let's see. Tomorrow is November 1st. Are we going to participate in a no-shave November?
I'm all about it.
You're all about it.
I'm all in.
I haven't decided yet. I mean, listen, I shaved, I think, last Sunday before we went downtown for Halloween on Central. And I haven't shaved since. So if I am going to start the no shave November, I already have like a 5-day sort of a head start.
It doesn't really show.
I know. Listen, you don't have to say that, but
mine does. I don't remember the last time I shaved. I should probably not participate.
Your beard is fuller than mine.
It is.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to do the whole beard thing, but I know one thing. I am really tired of shaving. That's one thing I can't stand is shaving.
Yeah, it's so tedious.
It's the worst. It is absolutely the worst. It wouldn't be so bad if I wasn't so anal about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've got to get every single stubble down to nothing. I mean, I see these dudes walking around, and you can see some stubble around their nose and around the corners of their mouth and on their chin.
Like up on their cheek.
And it,
like
and it drives me insane. It's like, do you own a mirror, or did you shave in the dark? I mean, what,
You need to put your glasses on.
Well, the reason I hate shaving so much is because I am so anal about it. And it takes me so long because I'm going over and over and over.
Making sure.
A 5-minute shave is taking me 15 minutes.
At least.
And I hate it. I hate it. So we'll see if we do the beard or not. Let's see. November 1st is also the end of federal food aid.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes. And I have seen around the community.
Yeah.
Just... The community coming together.
I think that's happening across the country. And I've seen a lot of stories about, food banks opening up, people donating more money to the food banks or donating more food.
More food.
Because, it's going to be an issue.
Look, they had a little food drive at work, and I was amazed at the outpouring of support to take to the food pantry. I've seen multiple local restaurants post.
Yeah,
that
I saw one just today. Mickey Quinn's said if you don't get your SNAP check or whatever it is, bring those kiddos by Mickey Quinn's and we'll make kids' meals up.
Right, that kind of thing. Come to the hostess stand,
right,
and ask, tell them you would like to order, a to-go meal,
right,
and they use code words.
No, so
that the meal just comes out. They don't have to pay.
Right.
Take it home and eat.
Is now, I'm kind of confused about this. Is the SNAP program or the federal food aid, was it cut or is it not being funded because of the shutdown?
It's not being funded because of the shutdown.
Okay, and that's but embarrassing.
Yet they're all still getting their paychecks.
Right, yeah.
Still have their health insurance. Mm-hmm.
I heard that there's $5 billion that's already been approved in an account for situations just like this.
Yes, and they won't release it.
And they won't release it.
Mm-hmm. They won't release it. So, you know what? If this administration's goal...
This is all about the GOP. They hate hungry kids, man.
...is to do away with the government. Well, I think as a community, as a population, we are coming together to prove that there are better ways to handle things.
I really feel like this administration is doing everything that they possibly can to pick a fight.
Yes.
And this is going to be I feel like, you know, listen, bad enough sending the National Guard into all these cities trying to pick a fight. Now, all of a sudden, okay, that didn't pick a fight. We've had peaceful protests across the country. Didn't pick a fight, all right? Now, we're just going to starve you people.
Yes.
Until you fight.
Until you fight.
Mm-hmm.
And from
Paul says that two federal judges today ruled that the administration must release those emergency funds. But here's the thing.
What does that mean?
Guess what? Donnie doesn't pay attention to those federal judges. He does
obviously
whatever he wants.
Mr. 34 felonies.
Right. He does whatever he wants. Does not pay attention. That doesn't mean anything. I don't know. It's crazy, and I'd hate to see that this is what actually, you know, causes the big fight.
Yeah,
because people are hungry.
People are hungry.
Yeah,
and that is wrong.
Yep. Anyway, it's pitiful. It's absolutely pitiful.
But I do see an outpouring.
Greatest country in the world.
From the community.
Yeah, which is good.
Trying to keep the peace.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hurricane Melissa did a number on Jamaica earlier this week,
and Cuba,
and I think Haiti. I think all told, what the last I heard is that there's been a total of 33 deaths.
Oh, I heard 50.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard yesterday that 19 so far had been accounted for in Jamaica, and at that point it was up to 33 if you count the ones in Haiti. In Jamaica. But now you're up at 50? 50 in Jamaica? Or
no,
all told?
All told, yeah. Because there were more in Bermuda.
How scary was that storm? One of the biggest ever. Huge. Thank God it didn't come here.
Right.
Good Lord. That's no cool. Not cool. I've seen some pics and some videos. It's
bad.
They got beat up pretty good.
Yeah.
They got beat up pretty good. So.
Yep. Mother Nature.
Yep. Pretty scary.
You better
pretty
feed the scary. Kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Today is National Caramel Apple Day.
Oh, it's not National Candy Corn Day?
That was yesterday.
Okay.
That was yesterday. But a caramel apple, listen, if you chop up an apple and dip it in caramel, Excellent. Trying to eat a caramel apple?
No bueno.
No, it's all over your face. It's stuck in your hair. It's ridiculous.
It breaks your teeth.
Right. So caramel apples, good if you do it right. No bueno if you do it wrong.
I had sliced apples and peanut butter.
That's
amazing.
Phenomenal. Very good. And like we mentioned just a second ago, yesterday was National Candy Corn Day. And all I can think of is just gross. I've never been a fan of candy corn.
I don't understand.
Every time I hear somebody that says, I love candy corn, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Well, I don't understand what's wrong with you.
You don't like, you like candy corn?
I do not have a problem with candy corn.
Gross.
You're gross.
Gross. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's Pumpkins.
Reese's Pumpkins.
because they have a whole lot more peanut butter in them.
Mm. I saw this thing. It was a list. And I guess it's probably because Halloween is today, but this came out a couple of days ago, and it was on Facebook, and there's this, a candy store, and I don't know if they're local or you can just order it online or whatever it is, but they had all these old school candies, and like Mary Jane's, you know what I mean?
I'd love to have a Clark bar.
They had Clark bars, Squirrel Nut Zippers. Do you remember the dads? Dads were like little hard brown barrel shaped candies that tasted like root beer. Right? Yeah, I forgot all about those. Bit of Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Remember a bit of honey?
Loved Bit of Honey.
One of my all time favorites, the caramel creams. Love those. Love those, man. But probably the most popular ones are like Snickers bars, Reese's Cups, and peanut M&Ms. I think those three are always like on the top of the list as far as the, you know, more recent ones. But Zero bars.
Ooh. If I remember correctly, Zeros and Clarks are very similar.
Yeah. Mm.
If memory serves.
Not sure. I don't know that I've ever had a Zero bar. I remember there was a time when I was a kid that I was really into like a Three Musketeer, and then I had my first Snicker bar, and I was like, Three Musketeers?
Who?
You're the same shape and all, but come on, man. You could do so much better. You're so much better than this.
Look at this. Right. You're the ugly stepchild.
You're just chocolate and whatever. This is a whole gambit of stuff in here.
I haven't had a Snickers in forever.
I heard a joke about Snickers bars that I don't know that I'll tell you later.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that the Halloween candy will be on sale tomorrow.
Right.
So we'll get
load up.
We'll load up.
Right.
Reese cups, Snicker bars.
Yeah. Let's see. I mentioned a while ago that today is my dad's 84th birthday. Comedic actor John Cleese turned 86 on Monday.
Okay.
You ever big fan of Monty Python?
I love Monty Python.
I have to be in the mood for it.
Right.
I have to be in the mood for it. It's usually like a midnight movie sort of thing. I don't know that I could just sit down middle of the day and watch a Monty Python movie.
You have to be in the right mood. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, right, the humor doesn't. Humor. Oh, we have Luigi in the building.
Nice. Ty's joining us, and he's got a Luigi mask on. Happy Halloween, buddy.
Very nice.
Nice. this birthday is pretty interesting. Tuesday would have been the 111th birthday of Jonas Salk. Do you know who Jonas Salk is?
I don't.
Jonas Salk was the developer of the polio vaccine.
Oh.
Mm.
How old?
He would have been 111 on Tuesday.
This past Tuesday,
yeah. He died in 1995 at the age of 80. He developed the polio vaccine in 1952, but it wasn't officially used until 1955. When did I say developed it? 52, right?
Right.
Okay. For some reason, I said 52, but in my mind, I heard 82. So, no. But
anyway. There grows that dyslexia.
There again. It is, right. So that's kind of interesting. You know, vaccines are bad for you. Just ask RFK.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Just ask Arm Gay. That's terrible.
You can allow it.
Yeah, sadly.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Mm-hmm. Nobel. Right. Actress June Lockhart passed away last weekend. She was 100 years old.
Wow.
And she was famously known as the mother on Lassie, Get Timmy Out of the Well.
Yep.
And she was also the mom on Lost in Space.
Wow.
June Lockhart. 100 years old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Passed away. See you later. Bye-bye. Let's see. Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. The game will be played in Toronto. The Blue Jays lead the series over the Dodgers 3-2. If the Jays win tonight, it's over.
Over.
Now, here's the thing. If the next two games are scheduled in Toronto, so if the Dodgers win and tie it up, they still have to play another game
in Toronto.
And see, then it would be 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Dodgers could actually win in Toronto tomorrow night. Right. Or it could just be all over tonight.
Could just happen.
Right. Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers
Canada.
I saw a post, social post, where Trump says that he will not be inviting either of those teams to the White House after they win the World Series, because both places are run by basically terrible human beings. And he's sure that the World Series is rigged and that kind of thing. So
very presidential.
Oh, he's the best. He's just the best. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 6-2 and in first place of the NFC. The Bucs are off this week. They host the Patriots next Sunday here at Ray J. Go Bucs. So I'm really excited about the Bucs. So far, 6-2, we're off to a good start.
Good start.
Good start. But we got the Patriots. I think we can handle the Patriots. But then the following week, we're in Buffalo.
Oh.
Starting to get cold up there.
Yeah.
To play the Bills. So I'm looking forward to that one. But
We broken that, what was it, years ago, if it was under 40 degrees or something like that, we couldn't win a game?
I don't know. I do remember back in the day when, you know, this is back when Martine was the kicker and stuff like that.
Right.
We went up to Green Bay. And I think it was like 30 below, something like that. You couldn't really kick the ball. You couldn't throw the ball because the ball was like solid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just ridiculously cold. Anyway.
I just remember historically, one of the things that I would look at is what the temperature was expected to be at game time.
That's always been your thing. You've always said, why don't they post the temperature of the game in the corner with all the other stats?
Right.
The temperature of the game should always be up there.
The field temp should always be up there.
It does. It makes a difference.
It affects play.
Mm-hmm. It makes a difference.
Whether it's hot or cold, you know, like teams from up north, when they come down here and they're playing at Raymond James.
Right.
And it's 90 degrees.
Sure.
You know,
they're suffering.
Sun is shining.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to affect performance.
Yep. Let's see. The new episode of South Park will actually air tonight.
Mm.
Usually airs on Wednesday, but it's airing tonight at 10 o'clock. And I guess what happens is, I thought they moved away from Comedy Central, but I think what happens is when they air it like on Wednesday, you get it on Comedy Central. And like tonight, for the initial airing, it'll be Comedy Central. And then the replay is on Paramount.
Yes, is now on Paramount.
Right. So if we don't watch it tonight, we can watch it tomorrow on Paramount.
For some reason, it's a new season.
Mm. Mm.
They had to end it early because a lot of what they had planned was Charlie Kirk related.
Oh.
Well, I hear that this episode is going to be a lot of Melania related.
Okay. Because remember, I
want to see her reaction to the butt baby.
I had Amazon Prime.
Right.
Was where we had it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't get it when we tried to watch the last episode.
Right.
I went to Amazon Prime and they said, you know, free trial, you can see it on Paramount Plus.
Right.
And it's like, well, I have Paramount Plus. I don't need to sign up for a free trial.
Very quickly before the break, I saw that there's a new record-breaking pumpkin. Two British brothers grew a pumpkin that weighs how much?
Mm-hmm.
Record-breaking. How much?
2,000 pounds.
More than?
More.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't.
You're in the range, but more than.
Oh.
More than two, less than three.
25.
2,819 pounds.
Wow.
That pumpkin would probably fill this room.
That's a big pumpkin.
That's a big
pumpkin.
Big ass pumpkin. Oh, that. How cool would it be, though?
If you could carve it out and make a little make a kid's house out of it.
Right. That's a exactly tiny house, what right? I was thinking.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, folks. We've been prattling along now for a half hour. We have to take a break. I've got a song here for the big pumpkin. And it's exactly how I feel about you, brother. Dig this. We'll be right back. That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
It's a little band named Guar.
Wow.
And they're from the RVA, Richmond, Virginia. And it just so happens to be my buddy Underdog's favorite band. And, he's probably out there rocking down there, handing out candy.
Paul.
To a little I'm So Sick of You.
Paul.
By Guar.
We said earlier that they probably didn't have a whole lot of trick-or-treaters.
Because they have this long driveway.
Because of the driveway.
And it's uphill.
So Dad said, Paul's probably sitting at the end of the driveway handing out candy.
Right.
And
then he texted, he's dressed up like Underdog. So that's my guy, man.
We're trying to see Guar in November with James.
Are cool. you really? Where
they're
at?
Coming here?
Yeah, they're going to be the Ritz in Ybor.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay.
I
want to go.
I want to go too. That sounds great.
All right.
So
I don't know if James is seeing if he can actually get the day off work.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a Sunday, which is weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, Sunday's good for us.
Yeah.
Is it?
It can be.
Okay. Yep.
Hey, it's not a Friday night.
Right. Yep. Let's see. Looks like four more boats were blown out of the water this week.
Oh,
I mean, no. We're about to do a war.
This week, it looks like they killed 14 this week. I saw that in total, and I thought it was more than this by now, but in total, 14 boats have been blown out of the water, killing 57 people. There have actually been three survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you survive, if you've seen those boats being blown up, what does the survivor look like? You know, because it looks like it just
was that a poor evaporates life
choice? Yeah. I don't know, man. It's so bad. And this truly, I heard that now the Wagner Group,
mm-hmm.
which is like Russia's version of mercenaries, it's their like murder group. They're headed over to Venezuela. What's happening, man?
Something happened what today. What is happening? Where
we have ships over there.
We're
you know.
We're gonna start bombing Venezuela or something.
They okayed military targets.
But the thing is, none of this has been approved.
Nope, and it won't be.
None of this has been approved.
It won't be.
None of these boats that have been blown out of the water have been approved. This is all totally illegal.
Yeah,
these are war crimes.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
No, nobody's going to do anything about it.
Well, somebody has to do something about it. And listen, they might not be doing anything about it right now, but eventually everything comes around. Everything comes around. You think about those Nuremberg trials with all those Nazis and stuff like that, you know. Yeah.
Well, right now the only people looking to do anything are Russia and North Korea.
Right.
We're lockstep.
We're right smack dab in the middle with it, you know.
We're about to do another 20-year oil war.
Unbelievable. I hate it. I heard the other morning, I listened to talk radio all day. So the station that I listen to is in the, it's within the Cox Media Group, okay. And I've been to that building. I've been into the studio over there twice as a member of – I've joined a show. Not – certainly didn't have a big role, but I was there. I was invited anyway. But I heard the other morning Carmen, who is posted up there for the Mike Calta show, she's posted up there and she looked out the window and she says, there are a bunch of ICE agents posted up in our parking lot, and there's a Dunkin' Donuts in the parking lot as well. And at the Dunkin' Donuts, and she said there's like five or six vehicles, ICE agents, you know. So then the big speculation is that Monica, who's Mexican, I mean, she was born in America, but it's like, are they going to snatch her up on her way to work? And then Dizzy, you know, he's from, I think, Trinidad, you know. Are they going to snatch him up?
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, what they're doing.
That's what they're doing.
But it's like, what happened? And then you know, so they kept asking Carmen, well, what's happening? Are they still there? And they said, well, it looks like they're all getting their coffee fix on, you know, at Dunkin'.
Yeah, they're getting their donuts.
And then she said they all just sort of loaded up and left. But it's like, where were they going?
And
why'd they muster there?
Why are they in St. Pete?
Right. Right. So they're here.
Yeah, they're still about.
Yeah.
They walk among us.
Yeah, they do. It's ridiculous.
Apparently, they didn't get the intel that Halloween on Central was last weekend.
Right.
They saw the Facebook post.
Yeah.
And they were like, day late and a dollar short.
Mm-hmm. Boy. What do you... Listen, I've been talking about this 3-Eye Atlas.
Yes.
For a while. And it's really blowing up now. Because it is now like on the other side. We can't really see it too much right now because it's on the backside of the sun. But man, the people speculating now.
Well, they got Donnie building the doomsday bunker. So.
Right. I saw this this video of this girl.
It's full of asbestos.
Yeah, probably.
This girl who is a medium, and she's. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't believe in any of that hocus pocus.
Well, imagine what she could do if she was a large.
But she said that, yeah, right. But she said that she did some theta transformation, whatever, and she was able to, you know, in her mind, go up to 3-Eye Atlas, and she was met there by a figure that seemed male and very warrior-like.
Good. That sounds yeah. promising.
Tall and blue. She said warrior-like, almost like a Native American Indian. You know what I mean? And didn't have a lot to say, but just kept repeating home.
Mm.
She said, but I got the impression that they don't want to land here, right? It's almost like they're just gathering whatever information they can. You know, and then you go, and there's some pretty prominent scientists talking about this thing, and they're serious about it. These are prominent scientists like, hey, this is something. This thing is really something.
Well, Donnie's not the only billionaire building a bunker right now. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty crazy.
Could be unrelated.
They're talking about by December, it's going to be the closest it will be to us, which is still a million miles away. You know,
if it doesn't crash into the sun.
Well, they're thinking it hasn't yet, and it's close enough. They're saying it's close enough to the sun that usually anything that gets that close to it usually is toast. And they can tell that it's still intact, and it's changed some of its characteristics. It's got so like a lot of comets and things like that have a tail.
Right.
This has a reverse tail. So yeah. Is it trying to slow down?
Oh.
Does it know it's getting close to the sun and trying to slow down? It's changed course. It's changed course a couple of times. It is slowed down on its own because they're saying that it's coming you know, in our direction at 330,000 miles an hour, right? So
that would take a lot of reverse thrust.
Well,
to slow down.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen any pictures of it.
And
it looks like
especially in zero gravity.
It looks like a big rock turd, you know. But now some of the pictures you see, it looks like there are lights coming from it, emanating from it. And I'm thinking that it's got like a rock crust.
Oh.
And I think the closer it gets to us, now this is just my speculation.
It has barnacles.
Well, I'm thinking as the closer it gets to us, that rock veil, or covering will start to come off, and then we'll see the actual vehicle.
Maybe the rock covering
It's a protective covering to get through
the atmosphere.
Right. Right.
Oh.
Well, aliens would be pretty cool.
It would be.
This medium that I saw.
And we need a distraction. Mm-hmm.
This medium that I saw, you know, when I first started watching her, I was like, oh my God, you're a nut. But then all of a sudden now I'm watching her for 5 minutes. And I'm like, that's pretty compelling what you're saying right
there. I like where you're going with this.
She was compelling enough for me to give her a like, which now I've seen 3 of her videos.
Oh my God.
So I'm sucked in.
Oh, great. Here goes Dad's algorithm.
Our safety, guys, depends on this medium. Stick with me.
That's why we sent all of our money.
Stick with me. I will give us all the updates we need from the medium.
Maybe we should find more mediums.
Right.
Or larges.
Yeah.
Or larges.
You know what? You should probably try the smalls, too.
Just in case.
Yeah. I find the smalls to be particularly intelligent.
No, but you've got, what's his name, Kaku. He's talking about this thing.
Yep.
That guy from Harvard, that scientist talking about this thing. Neil deGrasse Tyson's talking about it. I mean, all the big hitters, man, they're all talking about it, and they're not talking about it like it's a hoax. They're all talking about it like there's a real possibility that this thing is something.
There's something going wrong.
This thing could be something, you know. And now, of course, the medium, and she's pretty much...
She's the expert.
Icing on the cake.
She cinched it for me. I mean, I'm all in. But the good thing about her is she's basically saying that they don't mean us any harm. So that's good.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't mean us any harm. But maybe the administration.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There could be a bit of a power struggle.
Yeah. The big warrior-like figure said, "We're searching orange turds. Point us in the direction of the orange turd."
Where's the orange one? Yeah.
Well, we got one big one. Yeah.
When is that supposed to get here?
So, okay. This week was like a critical point, okay? And now the next time it's supposedly coming toward the sun on the backside from us. It's supposed to whip around the sun because that's because of the gravitational or whatever it is.
Pull,
it'll
right.
Whip it around the sun and then be back coming toward us. You know, if it survives going around the sun, they think that it will survive because a lot of these people are now feeling like it is an alien sort of thing. It's not a natural, you know.
Cool.
Right.
Cool.
So, yeah, listen, man.
I'm all about it.
But anyway, December, and I think somebody said like December 21st or something like that. That seems like a date that I heard that we're supposed
to be.
That's
the solstice.
Paying attention to. Right.
All right, look, if they're not coming to help, can we get them to come back later? We got a lot going on.
Can you guys slow it down a little bit? We got a lot going on here.
Can we get a bid?
We don't need any of your distractions. We got a lot going on here.
What's it going to cost us?
Yeah, right.
What do you need?
Mm. You like orange guys? Yeah, right. You can have them.
Yep. And all his doofuses that hang out with him. Mm.
Maybe they're looking for sewage or something.
Who knows? I'm looking for something.
Plastic.
Jerks.
You've got lots of that.
Let's see. Did you hear about that? That I guess it was a van in Mississippi that rolled over and 21 monkeys escaped.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Look, this is what we're gonna tell the aliens. Like, look, we've got a lot going on. Man.
Right. I didn't.
You caught us at a bad time.
I didn't Google the whole story, but the last I heard is that there are only 3 remaining monkeys on the loose. And they may or may not be infected with God only knows what.
They're also the biggest and the strongest.
Yeah. Well, they shot the other ones. They shot and killed the other ones. So there's 3 monkeys on the loose, and infected with God only knows what.
So, oh, my. Yeah.
You know.
Well, this is in Mississippi.
So. You know that's how the movie.
It's a red state.
28 Days Later started?
Yeah, right? Right. It's like I've heard this story.
Yeah.
Zombies next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that
talk
was.
Talk about Halloween on Christmas.
Yeah. Talking about TikTok, Ty, I don't know if if your algorithm brings up the dog and animal cakes. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my God. It is hysterical. So they have, and then I realized that it's all AI generated, but they have these cakes, right, that look, they make these cakes that look exactly like your pet. So imagine we have a cake on the table that looks just like Oliver laying down, right? And then Oliver is standing next to, like, their human, you know, looking at this cake as the human goes to take a slice of the cake. And more often than not, the dog just passes out. It's hysterical. I watched like 3 or 4 of them before I realized it was AI generated. It was like, oh, man. So very funny, though. And they have one where it's a big, like, parrot cake, and this lady has her parrot sitting on the counter. She starts going at it with the knife, and the parrot's like, "Hey, bitch, that's my cousin." Yeah, so I don't know. It's pretty funny.
Guess who's not getting in the trash now?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Guess who's not eating a Vooper?
Guess who's not eating the remote this week? Jerk off. Going back to ICE. I saw this story where ICE and ICE is apparently they are now surveilling. Your social media accounts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they're trying to pin down influencers and stuff like that. So it's like I decided that I will no longer be liking anything on TikTok.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, I'm just I'll hear what you got to say, but I'm
They're going to take me away. I can't.
I'm not posting anything. I've never posted anything, but I will definitely. It's like are they after the people that are. That are, you know, posting, but then are they going to look and go, oh, well, this jerk off, he liked it. He thought it was funny.
Well,
you know?
Is it happening to you guys when I go on Facebook?
Yeah.
I'll get, you know, in my feed, and it'll ask me, are you interested?
Yeah, right. You never interact with that.
And oh.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then they're coming for me, because I've been interested.
And we just learned that they're already here in town, so
yeah.
They could be right outside right now. They're probably listening to our show right now.
Is the sun
not gonna matter? We're probably gonna get nuked in the next few days anyway, so
yeah, it could happen. I did hear
do what you want.
I did hear that whether it's true or not, that Trump wants to start doing nuclear tests.
Yeah, that's real.
That is real.
Oh,
great.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's break them out.
Yeah.
Let's break them out and start playing with them.
All
so
the toys.
Is this the year that we cut the show short, you know, at like 7, because that's when trick-or-treating begins, and we just trick-or-treat naked?
I think what we do this weekend.
Could be your last chance.
It could be.
I think this weekend we take the cover off the fountain. We jack up the bottom of the fountain and see just exactly where that goes. We might actually have a bunker under this house.
We should, you know what? Now's the time to find out.
Yeah.
Right.
It could be.
It's time. It's time to find out. Yeah. Oh, boy. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do when they come for you?
Right. Yep.
Well, I have some ideas.
Oh, Ty, you'll like Thoughts. This. Both of you will like this. Dictionary.com has come out with their word of the year, and it's actually two words. What do you suppose
six,
it is?
6'7".
6'7". 6'7".
Is the hands part of it?
It is, for whatever reason. I don't know why, but it is. 6'7".
You six, damn seven. Kids.
There's this guy, Gio, that I listen
We're
to.
We're hipper than you.
Like, okay.
With the circle of life is turning.
There's this guy, Gio, that I listen to on the radio, and he says, I drive my kids insane. Because his kids are like a high school and junior high school age, right? So they have all the lingo.
Right.
And he's like, so what time is your volleyball practice? Is it 6-7? What time do you guys want to eat tonight? 6 or 7? You know, Dad! Such a jerk.
I am so totally hip. Do you know what year I was born? 6-7.
6-7. 6-7.
Do you know what the last two digits of my phone number are? 6-7. I'm hitting all cylinders. I'm all about 6-7.
I saw this is kind of fun, and it's a Halloweenish kind of thing, scary movie kind of thing. Robert Englund,
yeah,
Freddy Krueger got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I think, about time. Earlier
been
this
in
week,
like 100 movies,
right?
So he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He's only been in Hollywood for 100 years.
Right?
Debbie Dan Gray says, I raised Stephanie to be hip.
6'7".
6'7", baby. 6'7". I hear you.
Did he show you the thing I sent him? What was it, yesterday?
I didn't show her.
No.
Yeah. Pretty funny. Oh, now, talking about ICE going after the influencers on social media, China is now requiring that their influencers must have, like, official knowledge. They must have some sort of official background to be an influencer.
Oh.
Like, if you're talking about health or finances or anything like that, you can't just be some schmo, you know, that got lucky. You know what I mean? And
so,
made some money. You have to actually have like a background in finance or a background in health. You can't.
Well,
does the same apply to their political leaders?
I don't know.
Say like the head of the Department of War.
I mean, this is one of those things that
Health and Human Services.
It sounds like an okay idea. But really, it is furthering the class war.
Mm. Oh, the class war is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, because what? You can only be an influencer now if you go to college?
Yeah, it says...
How many people can afford that?
It says China is now requiring influencers to have official qualifications before you can speak on things like medication, finance, health tips, etc. I mean, I don't really think that that's such a bad idea. And then the other thing is, how soon will that become a requirement here?
You know, well, I mean? it needs to be a requirement for our politicians.
Mm. I mean, I'm convinced that this medium is going to give me all the information I need about 3i Atlas, but I don't know what her actual qualifications are. You can say that you're clairvoyant and you're a medium and stuff like that, but I've not seen any sort of documentation that... That's even a real thing,
you know. But look at our the people running our government. I think they should have qualifications before a TikToker.
So when this thing flies by us and nothing happens,
yeah,
are you going to go on her videos and be like, "Who you jiving with this cosmic debris?"
Yes, yes. Yes, I will, Frank. I'll be
we
very frank about it.
We will play that song.
Let's see. We have a couple more minutes before our break. Quickly, Casamigos Tequila. You ever heard of it?
No.
So it's George Clooney and a couple other people that own Casamigos Tequila. They just sold it. My notes. How much do you think they got for Casamigos?
$1 billion.
Actually, I believe it was $1 billion.
Everything's $1 billion.
Everything's $1 billion.
$1 billion is like the new number.
It is.
New number.
Well, remember?
I mean, lottery starts at $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Austin Powers?
Yep.
$1 billion.
And they laughed at him.
Yeah,
and
it was $1 billion. So it's George Clooney, Randy Gerber, who I think is married to... what's her name? Horseface. and this other dude, Mike, Meldman or something like that.
All right.
But Randy Gerber's married to, what's her name?
It's on the tip of my tongue and I can't think.
Pretty Woman.
Julia Roberts.
That's it. Yep.
Julia Roberts.
Right.
And her hair.
Mm-hmm. Tequila.
Oh, do you remember the dead bug?
I do.
At the reception?
I do. A lot of fun. Okay, so that's it. We're going to take this break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We have a lot of stuff to talk about in the next hour of the show. We're talking about the book Nobody's Girl. This woman is suing SeaWorld for $50,000. We'll tell you why. We're going to talk about the big NBA betting scandal. All that coming up in the next hour. But during the break, we're going to play a bunch of promos, and these promos are of shows that come on later tonight and then throughout the weekend. Do yourself a favor and check them out, because there's a lot of great programming here on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7 FM, where local music lives. At the end of the break, I'm going to play a song. I'm trying to play all scary songs tonight. Halloween-themed.
You're so scary.
The song I'm going to play at the end of the promos, I think will really scare the crap out of the GOP. All right, folks, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, we're back. That was Lola by the Kinks. And guess what, MAGA? Lola was a dude. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text if you want to play along. I said before the break that we were going to talk about a few things, and then during the break I looked at my notes and we have quite a few more things to talk about. So
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
What year did that song come out? Do you know?
I don't know.
I'll Google it.
Yeah.
This isn't a new issue. Contrary to popular belief.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. And probably wasn't a choice.
No.
Anyway, I don't know. Who knows? Let's see. Where's Ty? Is he coming back?
He's eating.
Okay. Is he going to come back or not?
I think he'll come back.
Okay.
1970,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is now 2025.
Right, yeah.
55 years ago.
And it's not that like it. This whole thing started in 1970. That's just what.
From
1970.
From 1970, mm-hmm. And my point is, that this current administration thinks all this woke stuff is new.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They were writing songs, releasing songs about it 55 years ago.
Yeah. Ty's not a big sports guy, so let's go ahead and talk about this big NBA betting scandal. Have you heard anything about it?
Only a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about it, but what I do know is that there's some pretty prominent players. There's like at least one coach and a couple of different current players that are involved. And this is something that's been Chauncey Billups is the coach that's involved. And he's a former player. And then there's a couple of actual current players that are involved. And they're fixing games.
Yeah.
They're fixing games. Now, the other thing is, not only are they fixing games, okay, and it doesn't really have anything to do with the referees, it's the players mm-hmm. that are fixing games, okay, which, you know, you pull up, you know, with
Pete Rose.
Oh, I got a hammy. I just pulled my hammy. I can't play the rest of the game. And you're the star player. You know what I mean? It affects the betting.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the way that they bet these days, you can bet on just about anything. You can bet on...
Well, the betting has gotten out of control.
It's ridiculous on how they bet on anything. They'll bet under over on how many points somebody will make, under over or what color shoes they'll wear, what color... I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And you can bet on just about anything, and you can make several bets during the game. It's crazy. Baseball's the same way. You can bet on the next pitch.
Yeah. Football. You
know. Right.
The reason I didn't look into it any further.
Well,
is
yeah, and I'm kind of the same way, but because I don't want to know. I don't want to know because it'll ruin it for me. But this whole NBA betting scandal goes, it's deep. Not only were they fixing games, okay, but they were holding these private poker games. And they went so far with the poker games that there were people playing poker that had special contact lenses so they could see through cards.
Oh.
And the tables were like x-ray tables.
Oh.
Right? So it was linked up so that they could see what was laying on the table.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? And then there's, you know, it's just,
look,
it's great. Four or five of the biggest mob families are involved. You know, it's been going on for years.
Well, and
this isn't like something that just happened this season. This has been going on for a while.
And every time I have ever pointed out throughout the years,
mm-hmm.
Something fishy.
Right.
That I've seen.
Well, it hurts my feelings. It's like, no. Don't say that.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I just saw it.
Listen, this year alone in the NFL, even the Bucks, the Bucks coach said Todd Bowles said that he was going to talk to the NFL and says, look, man, there were some bad calls in this game, and we won the game, but guess what? Those calls could have changed the whole history of this game, the outcome of this game. And it's happened quite a bit this season, not just the Bucks, but throughout the season. And then I saw a clip of that college game. That guy, the kid is running down the field. He's going to make probably a 15-yard run. And there's this defenseman who could have easily pushed him out of bounds, and you saw him just raise his hands and let him run by. I mean, he was like right next to the – it's like, wait a minute, what are we doing here?
Right.
What are we doing?
And it's
– I mean, Trump thinks that the World Series is rigged. Is he right?
He might be right.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. What I don't like about this whole thing, whether other sports are involved in this, this whole basketball thing is going to give a lot of people a reason to be skeptical about games that they're watching.
And there are too many mm-hmm. dedicated athletes doing the right thing for the bad apples to ruin it. For all.
Yeah, I don't
all
like
it takes is one.
Yeah, I haven't really you didn't look into it that deep, and I don't want to look into it that deep just because it's I don't want it to ruin it for me.
I've seen it. I believe I've seen it.
Yeah.
And
I've seen some bad calls, but I don't know that I've ever seen anybody hold up or anything. I mean, I saw that clip of that college kid. He easily could have knocked that kid out of bounds, and he held his hands up like, run on by, brother.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to do this.
Mm.
And it's, well, motivation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It's, I hate to think that that's what's going on because, I mean, betting, sports betting has gotten so big. And maybe it's gotten so big to the point where it's like, okay, now it's all going to be manipulated.
Well,
it's all the games are going to be manipulated by betting.
Well, exactly.
You know?
I mean, what can we get on our TV?
I mean, it's listen.
It's all about sports betting.
Well, it's going to go from actually being sport to then just entertainment. It's just going to be entertainment.
Well,
and we're not going to have any control over it. And the only way that we can benefit from it is if we get in involved in the betting. You know?
Don't. Only,
yeah, no.
No,
I can't stand to lose money. There's no, listen, very few people make any money betting. And you might win once or twice, but you're going to lose more than you ever win. That's for sure. You're always going to lose more than you win. The people that have created casinos and stuff like that, they'll let you win for a while, but they're never going to lose. The only casinos that lose are Trump's casino.
I was going to say, you know where you need to go to bet?
Right.
A Trump casino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're going to win there.
Right. This book from this Virginia, I don't know how I say her last name. Is it Jeffrey, whatever it is. She's the one that just recently took her own life. But she put out a book called Nobody's Girl. And supposedly this thing is listing names all over the place of Jeffrey Epstein's clientele and things like that. And I heard earlier today that Prince Andrew has actually been stripped of his princehood and been kicked out of any of the royal residences. He's done. So I don't know if they got a copy of the book. You know what I mean? Because this girl, Virginia, I've seen pictures, and she's spoken about him directly.
Directly.
And, you know, so I don't know if...
I don't know what's in the book.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't mind having that book. It'd be a good one to have for the library.
I believe her. Absolutely.
I do too.
And the culture of the 80s, mm-hmm. 90s, that was it.
Yeah.
You know, the whole baby boomer.
Well, I am starting to see more pictures of Trump being involved with Epstein and young girls being around.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Well,
young girls, like young girls.
She was recruited
to
Epstein from Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, they know what they're doing.
Yep.
And it's... Well, horrendous.
The whole reason for the government shutdown is so they don't take that vote to release the Epstein files. They think they're fooling everybody. They don't have anybody fooled. Everybody knows.
It's Release the files.
Let's get this over with.
I want to know every name.
Yep.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care who you are. If you're on that list, look, man.
You did something wrong. He's by me.
What does he want?
I don't know, but he's sitting here growling at me.
Oliver.
He's handsome.
Growling at you in French.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Baguette.
Baguette. Right.
He wants a baguette.
I'll give him a baguette.
That's what he wants. Hold on, buddy. Mm. I'm sorry. I forgot to feed you guys before the show. Mm.
So last Sunday night, we started watching the whole Murdaugh family biopic, and it's called, I think it's called Murder in the House. And we watched the whole first season.
Second season, we're not.
This family is so full of douchebags that it's hard to watch.
It is.
It's really, it's hard to watch that there's actually... there are people out there that this is the way they live their life.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, my God, who are these people?
And they vote.
Oh, my God. Yeah, who do you think they voted for?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, he's in prison now because he, you know, eventually killed his wife and his one son. But what a scumbag. I mean, the whole family, not just the immediate family, but the older ones too. Right. It's been a scumbag family forever. The Murdaughs in South Carolina have been a scumbag family forever.
Wielded their power for their own gain.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Anyway, it's a good one to watch if you want to, but it's like I say, it's kind of hard to watch. It's Murdaugh. It's called Murder in the House or something like that. Murder in the House. It's a hard one to watch. And then we started watching this other one called Little Fires Everywhere. And it's got Kerry Washington and it's got
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
And it's her production company.
Right. And it's pretty interesting. Also, another show full of douchebags. Everybody in that show is like a douchebag. It's like, what are we doing here? Who are these people?
Who
acts like this?
People?
You know, who acts like this?
You'd be amazed.
Yeah. But it's pretty decent to watch. It's not bad. Interesting anyway, I guess. It's something to watch. But those are the two things that we've been watching. We watched the whole first season of the Murdaugh thing. I don't know if we'll pick it up when it comes back. Truly, it's hard to watch. We know the outcome.
Right.
We know what happens. So I don't know that we need to watch the whole thing. Let's see. I wish Ty was in here because I want to ask him about this other thing. And this one. So there's this woman who is demanding $50,000 from SeaWorld. Why do you suppose she's...
I know why.
You do?
I do. And my question is, same thing happened. I'm not sure if it was at SeaWorld.
Busch Gardens.
Fabio.
Yeah.
How much money did he get?
I don't know, but here's the thing.
She needs to get at least as much as he did back then, plus inflation.
Yeah, so this woman is asking, she's demanding $50,000 from SeaWorld because she was on a SeaWorld roller coaster and was hit in the face with a duck,
yep.
Which rendered her unconscious and bloody. So,
well, can you imagine?
Hell no. I mean, I'm already so tense getting on a roller coaster anyway, and now you're going to throw this thing in my face, you know. I can't even imagine. I wonder what the duck is suing for.
Duck's probably dead.
Probably.
The duck didn't survive. What are you doing for its family?
Probably not, right. Yeah, $50,000, that doesn't seem like enough.
But
the thing is, or is it enough? Why is SeaWorld responsible for a duck flying into this lady's face? It's not their duck.
Well, that's the question. Because it's SeaWorld,
mm-hmm.
And they do have ducks, and they house ducks.
Yeah. Hold on.
So, there's that.
Can you give this to him?
And this is one of those sensationalist things. Look, you have to sue in order for the insurance to pay.
Yeah, right.
That's what all of it boils down to.
That is. It's exactly what it is. You're not going to get the insurance company to give you any compensation unless they're sued.
Then they just
go ahead and
what's wrong?
They settle.
What's wrong with that?
It's bad. It's a bad system.
It's
insurance has always been the biggest scam that's out there. Truly,
I agree.
Insurance, pharmaceuticals, two of the biggest scams. You were going to give that to him.
No, he wouldn't take it, and then he ran off.
Okay, all right.
So I'm going
to
eat
it. I was just trying to get him to shut it.
I know. I was too.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We are getting close to the break.
He's easily distracted.
I do want to talk about, I want to ask you if you've ever had a paranormal experience.
Absolutely.
Okay, I want to talk about that. I wish Ty was in here because I want to talk to him about that. And then I saw something that said, a study shows that sleeping with a nightlight or the TV on can be bad for your heart and make you more likely to have a stroke.
What?
Yeah, so apparently if you have a nightlight or sleep with the TV on, you're not apparently getting the proper rest that you actually need. So I guess that you don't completely relax.
Oh, so how does that affect thin eyelids?
Well, you got the thin eyelids. I mean, we don't have the blackout curtains or anything like that, which I know people that are like that. It can't be any light at all.
Well, in that's the room, me.
But you throw the pillow over your face, you know. I mean, I'm worried you're going to suffocate yourself over there.
Are you?
You don't ever feel my arm putting weight on it, do you? No, but it's kind of interesting. Look, there's all kinds of studies out there.
Oh, right.
About all kinds of things. You know, I mean, this may or may not be a thing. It's like,
people
get grants to do studies and stuff like that.
I think it's a thing.
Could be.
With my light sensitivity when I'm sleeping,
yeah.
I get it. But I also grew up with a street light shining through my bedroom window.
I could sleep in the middle of a gymnasium with all the lights on. As long as I had my mattress, my blanket, and my pillow, no problem.
I
couldn't not with all the people. I got thick eyelids.
You've got thick eyelids.
I got the light.
You've got the dark. What are these? The blackout.
I got the blackout curtains for eyelids.
I do not.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm thin-skinned.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, talk about thin skin, man. All of a sudden, I'm starting to get little nicks and stuff on my hands.
No.
I got the old skin going, man. Here in the next few years, I'm going to be like...
You need more protein.
I'm going to need stitches. I bumped my hand today. I bled in two different places. I was like, all it is bump it.
You're not eating enough protein.
Yep. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM, what is it?
Radio St. Pete,
where local music lives. I'm going to play this little ditty. It's from probably about 95% of you know this song. And you might want to get up and actually do it.
Okay.
Dig this. We'll be right back. All right. Happy Halloween, everybody. That's the Time Warp from Rocky Horror Picture Show. Sadly, I saw an interview with Tim Curry last weekend. He's 79 years old now, but he suffered a massive stroke back in 2012. I mean, so massive that he actually had to have brain surgery.
Yeah.
He doesn't look very good.
No, but he has a very good attitude.
He does have a good attitude, right. I don't know. It seems to me, and this is maybe true or maybe not be true, but it seems like when they start doing interviews of people,
they're
getting ready to check out.
Yeah.
They know something that we don't know, you know, that kind of thing.
But so. What a catalog.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Starting with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Three Musketeers.
He said he got the role because he had the best legs of all the people trying out for it.
I believe.
Yeah. He also did it on stage.
First, right.
That I would have loved to have seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize how many other movies he was actually in. I mean, he was the original It, you know?
Yes.
But he's been in a ton of stuff.
Clue was great.
Yeah, oh yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
The second Home Alone, he's great in that.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Anyway, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Listen, this is our fourth and final segment of the show. It goes by really quick. I will do my best. What?
I missed all of my notes for the third break.
I will do my best not to end the show early like I did last week. I don't know what I was seeing as far as looking at the clock, but we sort of, I ended it and it was like, wait a minute, we still got 5 minutes. So try not to do that this week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Ty, during the break, I asked Mom, I said, have either of you had a paranormal experience?
Yes.
What have you had?
We can't get into that.
Steph, you want to tell us about yours? Get into it?
The house I grew up in,
yeah.
I am sure, had a ghost.
Okay.
Friendly ghost.
Right.
Weird things.
I don't know that I would be afraid of a ghost. I almost feel like I would welcome it just because I think it would be really cool. There's a lot of times when I will go from downstairs to upstairs here, and I will start going up the stairs looking at the steps, and then I'm always like, what's going to happen the day I look at the top of the steps and there's some like old lady at the top of the steps or something.
Victorian
some
old child.
Yeah, right. You know,
that's just you in the mirror at the top of the steps.
Yeah, right. But I had a paranormal experience back when I was probably about 3 years old, and I can remember it as if it was yesterday. At the time, when I was that young, my great-grandmother, Grandma Mac, passed away. And then shortly after that, my mom's stepdad, Bill, passed away. Okay? And I remember as a very young boy, Debbie wants to know which house.
Bryden.
I remember distinctly, like literally like it was yesterday. I went to both of their wakes as a very little boy, like 3 years old. And at the time, Mom and I were living with my grandmother in her house in Maryland. And I had a bedroom that had just like a little single bed that was pushed up against the wall. And Mom and Graham slept across the hall in Graham's bedroom in two single beds, just like Ricky and Lucy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I remember going to bed and then being woken up by both Grandma Mac and Bill in my room, and they were being goofy. They were trying to get me to play with them, and they were like sort of dancing around and wanting to play with them. And at first, I remember sitting up in the bed. And because my bed was pushed against the wall, I remember sitting up in the bed and leaning back against the wall and sort of watching them, you know, trying to be goofy with me. And then it dawned on me that they were dead.
Right.
And I remember I jumped off the bed and I ran out of the room and got in bed with Mom. And what was so weird about it is that it struck me. It really stayed with me. I mean, for about 2 or 3 months, every time I would leave the house, I would say goodbye to the house because I felt like they were in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I remember it like it was yesterday.
Obviously, it made an impression.
Yeah. And I was 3. I'm 61.
Yeah.
That's a long time. It's one of my most vivid memories of my life is this dream or visit, you know,
yeah.
Whatever. I mean, I haven't had anything like that since in my life, but that was pretty, you know, pretty
earth-shattering.
Yeah, pretty spot on. And especially for such a you know, being so young.
Right.
You know, it was like, wow, what just happened here? So, you don't want to talk about yours?
No.
Okay. We don't have to.
Government might show up.
Okay. All right.
Means it's not paranormal. Mm-hmm. It's the government.
Right.
Well, these two things are intertwined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. Michael J. Fox just wrote a new book, and I have to think it'll be... nearly impossible to read.
That's horrible.
Ring the bell. I get the bell for that one. The book's called Future Boy, Back to the Future, and My Journey Through the Space-Time Continuum. So, anyway, that struck me the other day. I thought that was funny.
It was.
I want to read the book, though.
I do, too.
It's probably good.
I've always liked him. Oh, here's something. What does it mean? Now, listen. What does it mean when a redneck baby drools out of both sides of its mouth? You don't know?
You got me stumped.
It means the trailer is level. Oh. No bell. That's good. I get the Nobel Peace Prize on that one.
I'm just disappointed.
Thank you for learning so well, Ty. I'm just disappointed.
Why don't monsters eat ghosts? Because they taste like sheep.
Now you watch yourself.
Oh, oof. I just got a laughy face from Debbie. The makers of breast milk ice cream have come out with what?
Cow's milk ice cream?
No, booger candy.
Gross.
Some old booger sugar.
It's supposed to be sweet and savory with vitamin C. Oh.
The booger sugar.
Booger
oh,
candy.
Now you're getting a call.
Oh, no.
It's the police.
Stop with the gross talk. Mom's trying to eat dinner. Right.
Oh, boy.
Jeez. Baxter can't even eat his dinner.
Right. Booger candy. Love it. Let's see. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
I want to go with... It's corny, but like... Blair Witch.
Which ended up not being true. I never saw that.
No. Oh.
It was a lot better when people thought it was real.
Yeah. Are you more of a fan of a jump scare movie?
No, that's trash.
No. Agreed.
Or what would the other option be? It would be like,
well,
why
I liked or... you know, was scared the most by Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Any scary movie that is too close to real.
Yeah. I remember when the very first Friday the 13th came out, Paul and I went to go see it together, and I'm pretty sure that at some point we were holding hands. I mean...
I am pretty sure at some point... Right?
That was before you went.
You both were occupying the same seat.
That was definitely a jump scare movie. I can't stand those jump scare movies. The thing is, I can watch videos of people getting scared all day or being scared all day and just laugh till I cry. But damn it, don't you do that to me.
Evil.
It speaks volumes, right?
Is there a movie, a scary movie, and I don't even know if this one even qualifies as a scary movie, but a movie that probably made the biggest impression on me was Jaws.
Oh. Yeah.
After I saw Jaws, man,
long fear.
My whole thought about getting in the ocean, man, was like,
the beach is over.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I actually think... when you look at it, you respected the water more.
Yes.
Than you did before.
Yep.
So if it takes a little scare.
Debbie says, watching Psycho while babysitting for Stephen Scott.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
and you guys were in bed, so she's watching it by herself.
Downstairs alone.
I can definitely get that one. Psycho was pretty scary.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another scary movie that really, I don't know. I mean, the jump scare movies, you know, it's like, okay, well, yeah, it's scary. You know, just because they just scared you right out of your seat. But like an emotional sort of ride that it's like, oh, my God, this just changed my life. Now I'm like scarred by this movie. I can't think of one that was like that. But I don't know. They're out there, I'm sure.
I'm trying to think of the one that I found during the pandemic. Ready or Not.
Ooh. I don't know if I've heard of that one.
2019. If you haven't seen it, it's a scary movie,
right?
Horror film, blood, whatever. But it's far-fetched enough.
Yeah,
it's like a horror comedy.
Okay.
And I don't know.
The zombie movies don't do anything for me. That doesn't scare me.
You gotta see the right ones.
I just feel like the zombie movies would be more like a jump scare too.
Zombies don't move that fast.
Well, they have some movies where they do move fast. So,
28 days later,
probably the scariest movie I've ever seen was The Blob. The Blob. Where are you, little one?
So, last night, I don't know, you probably have more stuff. Last night, Radio St. Pete played Orson Welles.
Oh, right.
War of the Worlds?
Yeah, War of the Worlds, right.
That first aired in, we heard it this morning, like 1939.
Yeah.
And they thought it was real.
It didn't take much to scare people back then.
Words on the radio.
Yep.
And they thought it was real. But guess what? Three Eye Atlas.
Right.
Here we are.
Yeah, what are we doing? Are we right? Same kind of thing.
We have all kinds of media now, but we still don't know.
Yep. I heard a new term today that I like. You know how you've heard the term hangry?
Yeah.
You're hungry and you're
which makes you angry.
Right. So now instead of saying hangry, I'm going to start using hissed, because I'm hungry and I'm pissed.
Okay.
I'm hissed. I'm
so hissed. Okay, 6-7.
6-7.
I'm sorry, we horrify you to die.
I'm going to have to put you in a home.
Sooner than later. Please.
I'm shopping.
You're shopping around. Yep. Well, that's it, folks. That's all I got. So I'm looking at all my notes. We've done them all. Do you have anything that you guys want to bring up or share or anything here at the end of the show? Anybody want to text in or call in? 727-804-5891. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but we do have some time.
Yeah, so, well, and
we still have the quotes to do, but We got to burn probably about 4 minutes.
Oh, you mean your dad jokes weren't your quotes?
No. No, I still have quotes. Okay. So, so I have quotes.
Well, so throughout the show, trick-or-treating started roughly an hour ago.
Yeah.
No one has...
come to our door.
Rung the bell.
No. Mm-mm.
It's all about trunk or treat now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, we talked about that last
week.
Well,
it's safer. I mean...
yeah. Well, and then depending on the crowd, you can turn it into a rally as well.
Yeah. Well,
yes. Yes.
A little Nazi youth rally.
Uh-huh. Oh, for Pete's sake. You can also turn it the other way.
Yeah, you could. Mm-hmm.
As long as there's enough frogs.
Yeah, so I wonder how Underdog did out there down at the end of his driveway. I wonder if he got a lot of trick-or-treaters. And I wonder if the young trick-or-treaters realized or knew who Underdog was.
Not one.
That's an old school one, Underdog.
No, they were too busy. Like 6'7".
Yeah, 6'7". Six seven. Right.
Hey, Paul.
Give me some candy, Snoopy. Mm-hmm.
Snoopy.
Snoopy, 6'7".
I put it in the bag.
I was at Home Depot today, and this girl that worked there had a great thing. She had a Monster Energy drink that was... like, it looked like somebody had smashed it into her forehead.
That's so cool.
It was just attached, and it like it looked like the skin, you know, it looked like it had gone into the skin,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, she had some blood running down her face, and she's just walking around the store helping people with this can sticking off her forehead, you know. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So.
And yes, I can drive a stick.
Nice shirt. Love it. Love it. Love it. What are we doing this weekend?
Anything? Nobody got it, though.
Oh. Because nobody drives a stick anymore.
Yeah, they don't. Nobody knows what a stick shift is.
Mm-hmm.
Four on the floor?
Right.
I'm very disappointed.
Yep.
6'7".
6'7".
6'7".
It's pretty. Oh, my God.
It's pretty skibbity. I'm clocking it. I'm clocking it. You clocking it? I'm
you clocking got the Riz?
It. I got the Riz.
Okay.
6'7".
6'7". I got the Riz.
I can drive a stick.
I'm going to have to lie down after this.
Let's see. Let's do these quotes. The first one says, people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel.
Yes.
That's yep. Maya Angelou. I got that one from. This one says, he gets dumber right in front of our faces every single day. That came from Mark Cuban. This one says, I like presidents who don't starve their citizens while building a glitzy ballroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's that.
The bar is pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bar has fallen.
Right. Let's see. This one says, to be called woke in a world that sleeps through suffering is no insult.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That came from Pope Leo, our new pope.
The friggin' pope.
The friggin' pope.
From Chicago.
I'm the pope.
They just, you know, with...
Yeah. This one says, getting older isn't the problem. Watching the world get dumber is...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
6'7".
6'7".
Right. this one says, they say bananas clean your colon. Found out today, you're supposed to eat them.
Supposed to put it in the top.
Supposed to eat them? What?
Well.
Damn.
Not for direct application.
They're not suppositories.
They should have instructions.
They should.
Chiquita should.
Yeah.
Does not.
Mm.
Oh.
Let's see. What are we doing this weekend anyway? We don't have anything this weekend, do we?
We don't.
We don't have shirts to do. We don't have anywhere to go. I should cut the grass.
If you want.
Should cut the grass.
I got to work on the van.
Work on the van. I'd like to take those gates off.
Yeah.
Off the porch.
I'd love to screen in the porch.
Yeah. Well, taking the gates off is going to be, I feel like it's going to be a thing.
Ooh.
They weigh a ton for one thing.
I'm going to attach them to the front of the van.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Very Mad Max.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. You can use them as your roof racks.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, it's going to be a big cow catcher. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I can see it.
Big V.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Try to electrify it.
Nice. The
yep, right? With a button on the inside to electrify or not. Mm. Doesn't always have to be electrified.
I like it.
You'd need a separate battery for that.
All right. Well, do you have anything you want to say here at the end of the show, Steph?
Happy Halloween.
Yes.
I hope everyone has enjoyed their evening and dressing up. Happy birthday, Grandpa Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Big 8-4.
Yeah, 7-1, 8-4. Yeah. We don't know.
6-7.
6-7.
Yeah. What about you? You want to add anything here at the end of the show?
I don't know. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Ween.
yeah. I did have another quote that I was going to use, but I didn't. And you just said ween that reminded me of it. It says, do not use a ball peen hammer on your balls or your peen.
sage advice.
Yeah. All right. We're right down to it now. So I will say, Semper Fi Devil Dogs, I miss you, Mom. Duchess, it's about that time. Thank you so much, everybody who played along via text. We love speaking with you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking with you again next Friday. If you're going out trick-or-treating, be safe. If you're getting a bag of candy, make sure or hope for something that might be inedible. You win.
They were warning about that.
Cool. Right. All right, folks. Love you. See you next week.
That's all, folks. That kind of loud.